EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, D'Angelo. D'Angelo. Why did I have a visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, so who recorded the video?
D'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah,
it's kind of sporadic.
So, no.
Okay, I'm a better one.
Apparently, I'm eager to when I talk about myself all the time.
Go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yay, yay. What it do, y'all? And what's up? It's your boy, T'Angelo, in the club. Or at the Kicker Spot, anyway. So, everybody, what's up? In the words of my homeboy, Martin. Anyhow, you guys, welcome. Good evening and hello. You are currently tuned in to the brand new show on the EOTM Network, and this is the Kicker Spot. So right now, I would like to tell you guys to check out the website, tangelo.com, while you online, while you're right there chilling, just swing by. Check out the media that's up. Check out the pictures, the celebrity stuff. Womp, womp, or womp, womp, womp. It's a cool site. I love it. I recommend you go check it out. Yeah, I'm sure you enjoy it. Okay. So, you know what? We don't get into the show, but hold on, you guys. Actually, I want to talk about something real quick. Something just happened to me, and I have to, you know, share. So, is it just me, or would you say that the whole gas price thing has gotten completely out of control? So, listen, yo, for y'all, for those who are here in Los Angeles, we are kind of feeling it hardcore because right about now, for regular gas, like the little cheap 87 gas, can go as high as $5 a gallon. Are you serious? Like, for 1 gallon of gasoline, I'm paying $5? Like, you're making, you know, those decisions again. Do I eat or do I get gas to go to work? Like, I'm confused. It is crazy, you guys. I mean, I'm going through it with this one. Back in the day, you used to put $20 in your car and you felt good about yourself. And now you put $20 in your car, you want to go ask the gas man, like, did you turn the pump on? Like, I don't see where the gasoline has affected the engine, you know? So anyhow, with that being said, so since I had this experience and I'm not feeling good about it, I took the liberty of finding like the 5 top cars not to have during a draft crisis. Okay, so on the list is going to be the Chevy Suburban. Yeah, that big V8 engine. Yeah, I recommend you not get that one. Let's see here. Considering that that car only gets about 15 miles per gallon in the city and 21 miles per gallon on the highway. Yeah, and with its 31-gallon fuel tank, each Suburban fill-up could run you over $100. Yeah, depending on the area, I'm sure it is. Another car on my list would have to be one of America's favorite vehicles, the Ford F-150. Yeah, another car that's kind of gonna cost you in today's market because it gets 17 in the city and 23 miles per gallon on the highway. You're not going very far before you're stopping back by one of the Shells or the 76. Hell, Arco. I think I saw a thrifty gas station around the corner somewhere. Anyhow, another one, you guys, the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500. Sweet looking car, but is going to be a drinker. Yes, the Shelby likes to throw them back. She likes to throw them back. She wants to take shots. And with gas being $5 a pop, can't do it. Let's see. Oh, the BMW M5. That one is rated at 14 miles per gallon in the city and 22 on the highway. Land Rover, Range Rover vehicle, that one gets 12 and 18 on the highway. You guys, this is crazy. I feel bad for all those with those bigger, heavier cars and the engines that drink up all the gasoline, because you're going to have to take out a loan just to keep your gas card activated. Whew. So I just have to express that this topic was just kind of on my chest. It was really bothering me. So I had to go ahead and make a mention of that one, because I don't know if I'm even, like, I'm going to stay at home. Like, if I'm not working and making some money, I'm gonna just, like, I can't go grocery shopping unless I'm out doing an event or something, because I can't just be giving free gas, you know, just, I mean, just burn up all the gas. I can't afford it. I can't. Can I go grocery shopping right after we do the awards, you know? I guess it's a little bit late, but I'm sure there's a 24-hour something or other around here. Anyhow, okay. So now that I've kind of passed my tangent, tonight, you guys, we are going to really have a fun show. It's going to be a lot of entertaining stuff going on. We're going to talk a little bit about the Academy Awards, just a little bit. I know it's kind of passed, but I wanted to just mention and share with you guys Octavia Spencer winning the Best Supporting Actress. And we'll even talk about George Clooney and his thoughts on the Academy Awards, or the Academy, which puts on the awards, being a bit more diverse. He has something to say about that. And then, you know, everybody's kind of buzzing. Like, everybody is buzzing. The town is buzzing. The blogs are buzzing. Everybody is talking about the Chris and Rihanna reunion. And actually, the girl, Wendy Williams, even has something to say about it. So I'm going to share my thoughts, a little bit of what Wendy had to say. You know, Wendy always got something to say about somebody. Hilarious. And anyhow, additionally, the race is on to decide who will play Whitney Houston and the high-profile biopic of the late performer's life. Yes, you guys, they are already talking about it. It's already going down. And so we're definitely going to talk about who the producers are looking to see and who would you like to see in the role of Whitney Houston. This is going to be great. We'll get into all these topics and more tonight, okay, you guys? So now, with all that said, I am most excited this evening to introduce to you our guest for tonight's show. We will be talking to an entrepreneur who is on the move, who goes by the name Billionaire PA. Mm-hmm. You heard right. Billionaire PA. Yeah. Billionaire PA is a founder and CEO of a clothing line and a production company. The company's name is Wealthy Minds. And Wealthy Minds is going to be, well, Billionaire PA of Wealthy Minds is going to be here tonight. And I'm going to tell you that Wealthy Minds is more than just an entertainment company and a production and a clothing line. They do so many things. Now, what else do they do? You might be questioning, he's like, what the hell else do they do? Like, for real, what else do they do? Well, I'm going to tell you more, okay? You have to stick around to find out more about why I find it to be so amazing. But I will say this. They are helping to bring a billion people to speaking their dreams into existence. Are you speaking your dreams into existence? So anyhow, if you guys are listening online, feel free to join us in the chat rooms. I'm trying to get on myself personally, but I've just been actually just chilling here. I hadn't got in too long ago, and I was having this peanut butter cookie. I shouldn't have had it, but I'm going to tell you guys, 7-Eleven has these peanut butter cookies, and yeah, they're like $1.19 for three, and they're delicious, and I like to chew them and let them roll around on my tongue and then digest, okay? It's my guilty pleasure, and I don't care what you say. It's my radio show, and I'll eat it if I want to. Yeah. Weird. Anyhow, okay, so now you guys definitely hit us up in the chat rooms. If you're wondering where to find it, just go to EOTMradio.com, click on the T'Angelo's Kicker Spot show, and then scroll down to the bottom of the screen, and there you will find where we house the chat room. Also, if you want to share your thoughts or later on the show you want to speak with Billionaire PA, feel free to give us a call at 718-664-6543, and we'll be more than happy to speak with you. All righty, you guys. So be sure to let your non-computer-friendly friends and family The ones who are not always quite as sure how to use a computer, make sure you let them know that they can also catch the show on the radio, I mean, through the phone lines. They can also call the 718-664-6543 number. So just listening to the show, you can when you call the number, it gives you the option to talk to the host or to just listen in. So let them know that they can catch the show via the phone, all right?
D'Angelo, ticket spot. Hey, what's up? It's your boy D'Angelo, and you are tuned in to the Ticket Spot. Ticket spot.
What's going on, everybody? This is T'Angelo. And so now we're going to discuss some T projects, okay? What projects am I currently working on? What am I doing to try to make the world a better place? Well, first, we are going to discuss the press releases that will be going out every week for, like, the next 2 months, okay? So this is what T'Angelo Live and T'Angelo of the Ticket Spot will be doing. I recently worked with EOTM. We've put together some wonderful videos here lately. And there's also some videos from back in the past that you may have missed through the course of life. And also, I have new footage of dance performances and choreography that I have done over the years that you guys just are going to love and enjoy. So for the next two or some odd months, I'll be releasing footage so you can enjoy it and see it and just get more of what we do, what I do, and just really enjoy the arts of entertainment. I love doing it, and I want you to enjoy watching it, okay? So in the case you're not on my email, if you're not part of my email list so far, what's it called? Oh, I think that's what it's called, the email list, I guess. Anyhow, if you currently do not get press releases and emails from the T'Angelo Live, team, definitely hit me up. You can go on any of my Facebooks or Twitter, or just go to T'Angelo.com and you can post it there as well. You can hit me up on the page that says contact us and leave your information there. We'll definitely add you to the email list so you can enjoy all this too. I have a lot of people who've been like, T'Angelo, you say you dance. Where are you dancing? How come I can't see you dancing? Well, I don't get to do a lot of it these days because I'm in front of a camera all the time. But there are opportunities when I do dance and have danced, and so this will be the opportunity for you to check it out. Okay, you guys? So you can go to T'Angelo.com or check out my YouTube for all the videos that I've done thus far. To all of you who love to watch dance performances, or just support the art, there is a great cause and event going on called Baby Day Celebration of Dance. This show will be featuring dance teams, adult dance teams, as well as children dance teams, all while honoring great people in the dance community. Okay, so again, it's called Baby Day Celebration of Dance. Last year at this event, I was honored and presented with an award for my works inside of the dance community, and I thought it was just an awesome and tremendous event. This year, I'm a part of the team who is putting together the event. So you definitely want to check it out. Mark your calendars for April 21st, 2012. Again, that's April 21st at like 1 p.m. It's an afternoon, so it's like a lunch thing on a Saturday. I think it's a Saturday. Yeah, I thought it was a Saturday. Anyhow, it'd be great to have you guys come out. For more details on this event, you can go to Baby Day, www.babyday.org. Yeah, that's B-A-B-Y, D as in David, A, E as in Edward, B-A-B-Y-D-A-E.org. And, okay, so in case you're like, oh, okay, T, another dance show, that's cool or whatever, but if I told you I was going to be on stage, would that maybe prompt you a little bit more to want to attend? Well, yeah, your host, T'Angelo, will be gracing the stage of Baby Day this year. So definitely come and check me out as we'll be putting together. Actually, I'm working with a poet. I'm kind of excited. I'm working with a spoken word or a poet, writer, however you, whatever title he goes by. But I'm working with him, and we're going to design something brand new so I'll get to dance to his spoken word over a track, and it will be amazing. All right, you guys, so that's babyday.org, www.babyday.org. Now, I also have a few other projects that are in development, you guys, and I really, really, really want to share them with you, but they won't let me talk about it just yet. They say I got to be quiet. I got to be on the low with it. It hasn't come up yet. That's how the entertainment world is, you guys. You have all these things in production and stuff. They won't let you speak about it. They're like, shh. Psh. I said, psh.
So, you guys, just definitely stay tuned and stick around. Keep your ears to the floor because I will be announcing new projects as they become public ready, okay? Again, people have been asking me, you know, where what also I have going on and things. And it's not that I'm not as productive or doing as much, you guys. It's just I'm doing it in a five-star way. And when you do five-star, you can't come out until all five stars are lit. Booyah. All right. Now, lastly, I want to say, this is new, you guys, to my show, but I do want to go ahead and put this out there because it's another aspect of the show I'm working on, which is to all the indie artists who happen to be in the L.A. area, please hit me up via Facebook, Twitter, or go to tianzo.com and do the contact us page. And because I'm looking to do some in-studio, some in-studio live footage, or sit down to your radio show as well as do the video footage of it so we can have some fun in the studio and put it together. So, again, if you are in the Los Angeles area and you're an artist who happens to have a following, you do want to have a following and a fan base, and you're interested in being in the studio with us, you know, we can record the show and everything. It will be quite amazing. Again, all I'm asking is you have high-quality music production and fans are following that will, you know, embark in this experience with you because there's more to it that I'm just not explaining right now. But you have to have a quality of music production. For whatever reason, some people think that you can just throw some stuff together and put crap in people's ears and they will like it. I know some of you, the music on the radio tends to be crap, but that doesn't mean that I'm listening to it. So don't bring it to me then either. But I just recently heard an artist who let me hear some of his music, and I was very pleased. I was like, wow, the production on the track was amazing. So, yeah, definitely hit me up. That's all I'll say about that. Okay, so let's go ahead and chillax for a minute, you guys, and then we'll be back to experience.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Spot. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo.
I want some Minute Maid juice. No, just pour me a glass of that right there. Thank you, Veronica. Oh, hey, you guys. I'm sorry. That peanut butter cookie got me a little dry mouthed. I was juicy mouthed, but now I'm dry mouthed. Thank you, Veronica. Okay. So, I'm sorry. I want to drink this, but okay, I'll wait a second. Okay. So, the Academy Awards, you guys, just not even a few highlights. I'm just going to point out a couple of things that I wanted to mention. Other than the fact that me and the beautiful Carla B was on the red carpet of the Oscars 2012, and the video footage was soon to be released, so definitely check it out. Keep an ear out. Okay, so Best Picture, this, you guys, went to the artist, and I'm not majorly surprised. I thought they would give it to Moneyball, but The Artist was a good film, and if you guys haven't seen it, it is a silent film. It's in 2012, who watches a silent film? But again, I give them tremendous kudos to approach a project like this. You know, I didn't know it was a silent film for quite some time, and when I did, I became quite intrigued in seeing it myself, just to see how well they would have accomplished it. And it's kind of like, can I get the storyline? Will it all make sense? And are you acting as much as you necessarily, you know, like, are you working as much as a person who's actually talking? Well, they do. Actually, they work a bit more than. So, yeah. Anyhow, so The Artist took the winning for Best Picture. After the leading role went to Jean Vandenberg. I know I'm pronouncing his name wrong, Jean Thibault. I heard someone say it today with the proper accent, and I just kind of gave up because I'm just Jean Thibault. Yeah, so you guys know his name. He won. Congratulations. And then leading actress went to my girl Meryl Streep, her role in The Iron Lady. Woo-woo. And then best director went to the film The Artist as well. Now, I must say I am most happy that our girl Octavia Spencer won for supporting actress.
Let's take a listen to her getting her acceptance speech. Let me go ahead and play that. Let's hear it.
Thank you, Academy, for putting me with the hottest guy in the room. I have to thank my family. My family in Alabama, the state of Alabama, my L.A. family, watching at Stevens or at Gata, my health family. Paige Brunson, Catherine, Allison Chaney, thank you for being in my life. I share this with everybody. Thank you, Steven Spielberg, for changing my life. Thank you, Stacey Snyder, for changing my life. Please wrap up. I'm wrapping up. I'm sorry. I'm freaking out. Thank you, world. Oh, God. And thank you to WME and Viewpoint LA. I'm sorry, guys. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
I think that was just a true moment when you were just really over. Like she said, I'm freaking out here. Because you're in this moment that you've always wanted. But when you get there, you just can never expect all the emotions and all the fuel that's going through your body. And it was a cute moment. I was really happy for. Again, I was rooting for The Help. I thought it was a really great film. So if you haven't seen it, definitely check it out because I feel that you will enjoy. Congratulations to our girl, Octavia Spencer. It was great. Is it just me? Am I saying tonight more than I really regularly do? I was just noticing the last three that I did. Anybody else catch that? Yeah, she's pointing at me. You're writing them down. Oh, wow. Thanks for the constructive criticism. See if I keep her around next week, you guys. Oh, you heard that, huh? I guess she is sitting there with the headset on. Okay, well, anyway, moving right along. There it is again. So what? Shut up, dude. All right. Then we have our boy George Clooney. So George Clooney was on the red carpet, you know, walking the carpet when one of the media correspondents had mentioned how the Academy, not just the awards, but the Academy, the people who actually put this event together, do the voting and stuff, is pretty much made predominantly of older white men. And so she pretty much had asked him what's his perception on this, considering he is one of the men who are part of the Academy, and did he feel that he needs to be more diverse? And, you know, being more diverse, I think, is a good idea. He talks about how the Academy represents more than just the actors, but the directors and the films as a whole. Let's listen to what George had to say.
To work to diversify it, or you have
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a good idea, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think it represents almost every, you know, it represents directors in Hollywood as well. It also represents, it's not just Hollywood. You can look at the Senate and Congress and say roughly the same thing. Diversifying is never a bad idea.
Right, but how do they do that? I mean,
I don't know, it would be a tricky thing. I think you'd have to open it up more as opposed to trying to kick people out.
Right.
Well, you cut that. Yeah, it was getting kind of loud. I'm sorry. I thought that sound was a better cut than that. But anyhow, she just asked, you know, how do you make it more diversified? And he went on to say, you know, by opening up, being open-minded, and allowing people to come in and not just kicking a lot of people out. So I thought that sound clip was a little bit stronger than that. But nonetheless, that was George Clooney's thoughts. And it's true, you know, you're only going to see the same type of films going through the Academy Awards if you keep having the same type of people looking at them because, you know, they like what they like. And so that's just that. What are your thoughts on this, you know? Do you think it's the fault of the Academy, is it the Academy's fault that we're seeing the same type of movies, or are they really showing the best and strongest films that that America has to offer? Are the films, you know, being represented correctly at the Academy Awards? You know, that's something to think of. Of course, I think it'd be nice, of course, to see more diversity and to see a multicultural event is considered to be the premier event of the big screen, and I personally feel that it shouldn't just represent one major culture, as, you know, America is the melting pot, and we have all kinds of beautiful actors and actresses. But, you know, a French actor did win for best actor in the film that he was in as well. So, you know, slowly but surely working our way there. Okay, so we're going to take a quick musical break, you guys. And when I'm sorry, I have to get some drink. Oh, I know, I can't drink it yet. Hold on. Oh, who am I talking to? I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, we are going to take a quick musical break, you guys. And when we return, we will find out just who do the people want to see playing Whitney Houston in the highly anticipated biopic. And our special guest, Billionaire PA, will stop by and teach us how we are going to speak our dreams into existence.
I let it fall.
On everybody, it's your host T'Angelo, sitting up here doing a little tweet and stuff. You know, you got to be on that social media. So anyhow, we have a celebrity hub. What is going on out there? Let's see. Funny enough,
it seems like so many celebrities are pulling together. Yeah. Then again. Okay, so I must say that the Snooki character keeps popping up in the news, and I guess she's kind of one of those things like Paris Hilton when she was on the news all the time, and you always saw her in the news, and you were wondering why. That's kind of my situation with this one. I don't quite understand why we seeing Snooki in the news all the time. What does she bring to the table, really? But at the same time, I don't hate a player's game, you know. I don't hate the hustle. Do you? If you find a market, they support you, go for it. So, well, why do I mention Snooki? Because apparently at this point they're discussing that the young lady now might be pregnant. Now, the weird part about that is, do you actually want her to conceive a child? I don't know. Some people just shouldn't duplicate them jeans, you know? I mean, they're great jeans, I'm sure, but keep them like the boutique jeans. Only one person wear them, you know? But anyhow, okay, so, yeah. That's an obvious thing, her whole pregnancy. But I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to pull it together here. Okay. All right, I'm pulled. Really quickly, you guys, the beautiful Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, welcome third child into the world. Yes, congratulations to the couple. I wanted to point it out because I'm just happy that they have their third child now, and they are proud parents of a new baby boy. I don't think the child's name was released just yet. Trying to see here, but I know she was a 30-year-old actress, gave birth to the couple's third child in Santa Monica. And see, the family's newest addition joins sister Violette, who is 6, and Safina, who is 3. And now they have their third child. Okay, so that's what's up. Let's see. I know the family goes on to say, let's see. It would be so weird to have a baby, Gardner was quoted as having told Ellen DeGeneres. She also said it would be cool and different. Jenner was quoted as having told Garnet it would be so weird to have a boy. There we go. To have a boy. Yeah. It would be weird to have a boy because she already had 2 girls, you know. And, you know, the difference in having a girl and a boy, I think, is night and day because boys are easier. They are. Girls are complicated. Y'all have way too many complications going on. It's just ridiculous. Anyhow, also for those who are back in the old school jams, the Monkees. Remember the Monkees? I don't know the words of the song. Anyhow, Davy Jones, the lead singer and the chief heartthrob of the 1960s TV phenomenon, passed away this Wednesday, yesterday, of a massive heart attack in his home in Indiana. He was 66 years old. I want to go ahead and give our condolences to him and his family. As you know, he did it big in his day. He did it big. He had a British accent, which was in his trademark long hair. That's what he was pretty much known for. Jones was the Bieber of his day, selected as America's dream prom date back in the day. His TV appearances and singing led to the Monkees' classic Daydream Believer and I Want to Be Free, along with being the cute one on the Monkees' TV show. Jones was also the content one. Let's see who says this. Jones says, I just wanted to be in the show, fall in love twice in each episode, and kiss the girls. Of course, who wouldn't want to at that age bracket? The whole part is just to have fun falling in love and kissing girls, right? So anyhow, and then I wanted to mention that Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Dancing with the Stars has recently announced their new lineup, and out of the group of people, we have our boy Jaleel White, who is known for being, he's best known for his role as Steve Urkel in the 1990s sitcom Family Matters. And funny enough, we have the beautiful Gladys Knight is going to grace the stage. We have Jack Wagner, NFL star Donald Driver. We have Melissa Gilbert. And I think Gavin I'm going to pronounce his last name wrong. Gavin DeGraw. Yeah, those are the people we have. So the new Dance with the Stars cast is just going to be a lot of fun. We have, you know, people who are musical legends. We have Super Bowl champions. We have ABC. Yeah, it's just going to be great. It's going to be great. This will be the 14th season of the show, and they are really excited and saying that this potentially could be one of the strongest shows that they have had. Okay, so let's see who we have. Heather Locklear, ex-fiance? Who? Oh, Jack Wagner. Okay. Jack Wagner was from Melrose Place and General Hospital. He's 52 years old. He's best known nowadays as Heather Locklear's ex-fiance. He'll be partnered with Anna. Okay, well, that's enough about all that, you guys. So for more details and all the new, all the gossip and stuff, definitely check out EOTMblog.com. Again, that's EOTMblog.com.
You are now tuned in. You are now tuned in to the Kickin' Spot. Spot, 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 spot. The Kickin' Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
Let's talk Chris Brown and Rihanna. Yeah. Okay, so should they get back together or should they not? I don't know. Okay, so in the public eye, okay, you had a big public fight. We had a big public beat up. Everyone blames Chris Brown. He's now, you know, considered a woman beater, you know. And then he later on threw the chair out the window. He had to go to anger management. He then took his shirt off and ran through Times Square. Okay, so he has a whole bad boy thing going on. Tattoos, you know, okay, got it. Then we have our girl Rihanna, who walks away completely innocent as though she didn't do anything, which is fine. Okay, cool. No one should be beat like, you know, like that. But at the same time, have y'all heard this girl's music? Anybody else but me? Now, don't get me wrong. I am a fan of the RiRi, but at the same time, I mean, Russian Roulette, one of my favorite songs, but Russian Roulette, did y'all hear the lyrics in that song? Did you guys hear the lyrics? And what is it, when she shot the man in the head? I can't think of the title right now. But, yeah, she's slightly, you know, slightly touched. As my mother would say, she's slightly touched and disturbed. But, I mean, I don't know. Should they get back together? I don't necessarily know if that's the case. They are pretty young, so they could have grown up and changed and matured and all those things. But at the same time, we're going to have to maybe say, I don't know, it's been 3 years. I don't know. But anyhow, they have recently, you know, done the two remix tracks, one of his, one of hers. He's on her track, Birthday Cake, which came out right around, well, which happens to be her, I mean, her birthday just happened to pass by here recently. She's 24 years old now. And then she went ahead and remixed one of his songs as well. So we're definitely, you know, keeping an eye out, wondering what people think, if they should get together, if they should not. For me, I don't know. It comes down to it's your life and do what you want to, really. People always say that, you know, what are you teaching the youth and so forth and so forth. But I'm thinking, who's raising these people, the kids? I mean, what do you mean teaching the youth? I know that they have inspiration, you know, and the kids are inspired by their artists' music, but at the same time, you're kind of responsible for your own decisions. So I don't know. It was interesting, though. I had mentioned our girl, Wendy Williams. I was trying to get the sound clip put together for you guys, but I just couldn't. Wendy wasn't really having it. So, anyhow, Wendy Williams just thinks that she kept referring to Chris Brown as a beater. You know, she kept saying, Rihanna, you're too good and too beautiful and too young as a beater. And I'm like, wow, he gets a title like a beater? Like, he had one physical occupation, and it's kind of like you sing one song and now you're a singer. No, you sung a song. But anyhow, she thought that they were too young and they were too things to kind of stay apart. And at the same time, you guys, they did a song together. In 2012, you don't even have to see each other to do songs together. So he could have wrote that and then just emailed it over to her, you know? And so, I don't know. Until they're on stage or seen in a picture, hugged up or something, I'm going to just sit back and watch. I don't really have an opinion yet on that. So we'll see. What do you guys think, matter of fact? Hell, hit me up. Tell me what you think. Do you feel they should get back together? They should get back together? And why? Definitely go to channel.com and go to the book. I forgot. Well, you can leave comments. You can leave a comment on channel.com or also hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Okay? So now we have the Whitney Houston biopic, okay? So frontrunners revealed for Houston's biopic who the producers are thinking they want to see play the star. Now, according to BET News, the race is on to decide who will play Whitney Houston in the high-profile biopic of the late performer's life. Dun, 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 dun.
Megan Good recently disclosed she had been meeting with Houston about the part before her untimely death. But UK's Daily Mail reveals that another name is at the top of insiders' list, and that name would be Rihanna. Yeah, I was surprised to hear. I know, right? Let's move forward. So, the sexy pop star who is in the remake of Houston's classic The Bodyguard is the rumored favorite, but the Daily Mail says Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks, Will Smith, and Vivica Fox are also being considered. Now, it's presumed that they would play Houston at different stages in her life. So, you know, each part's trying to get, like, a different role, a different age in time in her life. But rumors have also been said that Clive Davis wants to see the biopic made pronto, and studios are scrambling to put a script together and a team who could earn his endorsement. So Rihanna may get the gig, but would she take it? You know? I mean, who knows? I don't know if Rihanna is a person to play Whitney Houston, though, personally. Again, I'm a Rihanna fan, but... is she playing Whitney? Like, is that where we at today? Anyhow, I know Rihanna went on to say that I hate it when singers do singing movies all the time because you can never look at them as anybody else. I want to play a character. My whole life is playing Rihanna. Being a singer won't be a stretch for me. That's what she told OK Magazine. So, you know, and it's just kind of true. You know, if you put Rihanna inside of Whitney Houston's body, am I going to see, I mean, in Whitney Houston's role, do I see Whitney Houston or just see Rihanna in a wig? You know? So while there appears to be many before I go, I know it's just me, but of course Angela Bassett crossed my mind as well. I know she played Tina Turner, but I just thought she was amazing. So now she can be Whitney Houston. What do y'all think? Cute. Anyway, while there appears to be plenty of actresses on tap to play Whitney, I must say I'm quite interested to know who is in the running to play Bobby Brown.
Things get hard, but girl, you got it, girl. know you are.
What it do, y'all? What's up? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and we up in the spot to be the kickin' spot where it goes down. Okay, so now put your right hand up, put your left hand up, put your right hand up, put your left hand up. Wait. Say it again. Put your right hand up, put your left hand up, put your right hand up, put your left hand up. It's whatever. Yeah, boy. All right, you guys, I had to get quiet real quick. You know, I had to get on my VI right there a little bit. I was feeling it. Why, you ask? Because I'm excited for my guest tonight. We have Billionaire PA going to be on, and why am I so excited? Because it's another brother who loves life like I do, who understands that greatness is what you make it. It's not what you're not going to find you. It's not going to find you. You got to go out and go get it. That's what you have to do. So anyhow, so a little bit about it. Okay, a little bit about Wealthy Minds and Billionaire PA. Oh my goodness, this thing's being stupid. Stop being stupid. Okay, so hopefully it won't be stupid anymore. Okay, so Billionaire PA, his gifts as a television producer and writer have captivated all, okay? His great success has come in a very short time. Billionaire PA made his entrance into the entertainment industry as an intern at the BET Networks back in 2007. He stayed focused and determined as given way to the completion of producing over 100 projects within a year. Some of these notable networks and celebrities such as BET, MTV, VH1, TV1, Spike TV, blah, 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 blah. The list goes on and on and on and on and on until he decided to come and design Wealthy Minds Entertainment. Yes, Wealthy Minds Entertainment has done just so many great successes and continues to move forward. Billionaire PA's passion for helping others and inspiring those around him to think big led to the development of his first book entitled Billionaire PA. The book still in production stages, but it will include 366 powerful quotes that will inspire and motivate the world to captivate wealthy minds. Okay, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and quote something that Billionaire PA said. He says, I am going to help over a billion people speak their dreams into existence. That's why I call myself the Billionaire PA, not to acquire $1 billion, but to really help a billion people, okay? But I want to just go ahead, you guys, and say Wealthy Minds is going to help us speak our dreams into existence. So let's listen really quickly to Billionaire PA as he talks to a crowd of students. Let's listen to this.
You know why I call myself the Billionaire PA? A lot of people think it's about money, but my mission is to infect over 1 billion people with success, motivation, and wealth. I speak dreams into existence. I don't look for jobs. I create jobs. You know what? I'm so in love with success that I'm cheating on failure. That's my new quote. I fell in love with success, so I guess that means I cheated on failure. If you're going to cheat on something, cheat on failure. They don't care nothing about you.
So right there, you guys, I think he said it best. I'm falling in love with success, so I'm cheating on failure. So anyhow, you guys, without further ado, I'm going to try to slow down my speed of talking because I'm just excited, you guys. But let's go ahead and welcome my boy, Billionaire PA, to the show. What it do?
Speak your dream into existence. Wealthy.
And so it would be you here live at the Kicker Spot. How you doing, man?
Man, right now I'm learning to let God lead me and continue to put actions behind my dreams, which is what I encourage any of your listeners and even yourself to do, and to be able to be on, like to even be on this show right now, and for you to give me a voice for people to hear me speak my dream into existence. I have to thank you and give credit where credit is due, be it. But just know that I envisioned you 7 years ago when I was sleeping in that truck of being on here speaking my dreams into existence.
And now you are living parts of your dream as the days go by.
Oh, man,
awesome.
It's a true blessing, man. I really appreciate you for taking the time to reach out to us. You know, that's my mission. My mission is to motivate people. Anybody that's listening to this phone call or, you know, listening to this right now, you have been infected with motivation. You know, that's one of my quotes. I just tested positive with MTD, motivated transmitted disease. If you touch me, look at me, email me, or hate on me, I will infect you with motivation. So if you're listening, you're infected with motivation.
What kind of TD was that again?
MTD, motivated transmitted disease.
Motivated transmitted disease. Okay, if I ever had to have a TD, that's the one I'll have to get then. That's the one I'm going to go ahead and take from you right now. And let me go ahead and rub that on. Is it an ointment? Is it a spray? How does it work?
Man, you just gotta hang around motivated people. As long as you're hanging around motivated people and people that inspire to speak dreams into existence, then that's what you're going to get. You become what you hang around. So I advise you, if you don't want to be negative, then you should hang around positive people. That's why I wrote that quote that you just heard. I fell in love with success, so I guess that means I cheated on failure because I grew up in a negative environment, so I was only taught the negative things around me. And if you hang around negativity, the only outcome you can have is negative.
So you talked about being grown up, where you grew up. Speaking of growing up, where did Wealthy Minds grow up? How did it start?
Wealthy Minds, honestly, man, I spent 63 days in a truck, and to be honest with you, it was just due to a negative situation. But I don't really believe in negativity, because if something is negative and the outcome is positive, how can you call that situation a negative? I think your trials and your tribulations make you the person that you are. If you didn't have trials or tribulations, you wouldn't have nothing to talk about.
Right.
So Wealthy Mind started when I spent 63 days in a truck. On day 14, I can remember I created the quote, "God's on my team, who's on yours?" And I just started writing quotes. And I'm talking about a person that flunked English class and a teacher telling me I could never write to the point where I said, if you author your own book, you can write the quote and the sentence however you want the reader to feel. And that's what I started doing. I started creating quotes and things to motivate people, inspire people. Never even knew the name of the company who would one day be Wealthy Minds. I didn't even know the name, but I was writing quotes just to inspire people. And I can remember one of the first quotes that I wrote was when I first got to California was, "I dream so big, dreams dream about me." That means if you dream and you dream about me, but I'm no longer selfish, I now encourage the world to please dream bigger than me. Ain't it amazing how my dreams affected you? I now got the whole world speaking dreams into existence, too. And that's how I created the mission statement for this company of speaking dreams into existence. That's why every speech you see me do as a motivational speaker, before I even introduce myself or say my name, I have other people speak their dreams into existence, because I can remember growing up and nobody never wanted to listen to me. Nobody never wanted to hear what I had to say. And so it made me feel like I was just useless to the world. Well, now this isn't about, you know, money, or this isn't about just success. You know, this is because I deserve this success. This isn't about whether you like me or not. This is about I deserve this success. This isn't about if I'm going to get 1,000 friends or not. This is about all the times I grew up with no lights in the house, all the times that we grew up with no food on the table. You know, when people come to me, and I mentor 6 kids right now, and you know, a lot of people will say you have to be patient in order for success to come. But those same people tomorrow will tell you tomorrow isn't promised. So to me, I find that very contradicting, because if you want your success, if you read in the Bible, it says you speak what you want into existence. And if you believe it, it will come into existence, meaning you don't have to be patient on something God is trying to give you today.
So you mentioned that when you got to California, where are you from?
I'm originally from Alabama. I drove across country from Alabama to California. I spent 63 days in a truck. Long story short, man, it was just due to a negative situation. I ended up, when I first got here, I had a place to stay, and I just ended up running out of money, man. I was the person that always used to pick out homeless people, never really thought a person could go homeless, never thought that you, but, you know, my mind frame was just different. In my mind, I was never homeless. I was just without a home. Just like I would never say I was broke, I would just say it's not within my budget. I just use different terminology when I'm speaking to people.
Right, right. Now we also have, we talked about the the motivational speaking aspects. So now, where does a clothing line and a production company come in?
Well, originally, I was right, and I create. And originally, all of this was created from the book. The book was basically I wanted to create 366 quotes, to get people throughout the year because I had a hard time just making it throughout a minute of a day. And so really I was just writing quotes to motivate myself at first, and then I found out I was too gifted to lose my sanity, whereas, you know, there's a lot of people out there that some people may call you crazy, but you better realize that your craziness might be your gift, and you better turn that gift into a blessing and be able to, and just because, you know, it doesn't take a person to give you a gift in order for you to realize that you're gifted. And so I just started writing, and as I started writing, I started seeing people believing in my quotes, liking my quotes, people re-quoting me, and I'm talking about quote, how can you quote somebody that has been told that they were nothing? So evidently I'm something to somebody, I'm just not something to you, and then now I find out that the only person I got to be something to is myself.
And so
I wrote the book, and then I said, okay, how can we, I didn't even know this was a book, I was just writing my ideas. Just jotting stuff on paper, and then I ended up moving to Los Angeles, ending up back in a situation with no place to stay, and I ended up interning at BET, and then they gave me an internship, and I said, you know, I'll take the internship on paper, but I'm a CEO in my mind, you know, so nobody never has to tell you who you are. You can always classify yourself to what you want to be.
Right.
Intern, and then I found out, you know, I love to produce, and I found out, you know, I've been producing my whole life. Producing is nothing more than taking a situation and turning it into something. That's what producing is, and giving you a plan of action that shows something that you have done. So meaning people don't care about ING words. They don't care that you're work. They don't care that you're working. They don't care that you're thinking. They don't care that you're planning. All people care about is execution, and that's called done. All they want to see is that, where is the work? When is the book coming out, PA? When is the song done? You know, and that's the real estate investor that I was, that I had the opportunity that I met up north. He changed my whole life, man, and he taught me that. He taught me that every day I step out, it's about execution. It's not about getting on your radio station talking about the things that we're doing, but I'm actually going to execute them. You know, it's not about, you know, me sitting here talking about making $1 billion, but it's about encouraging 1 billion people to speak their dreams into existence and to be able to show you that I got people that are associated with me that will tell you they met me and had nothing, and now we got something.
Okay,
so that's the mindset. That's how I was raised. That's how I was, that's how this guy, you know, beat into me to just, you know, execute. And so, long story short, like I said, I spent the 63 days in a corp that then I transitioned to California, Los Angeles, I mean, and I did the internship, and then I started Wealthy Minds Entertainment. And then I went back. I would go back and forth to the book, looking at the quotes, and never knew what I wanted to do with it. And then finally I said, you know what, I think I could write a book. I'll write 366 inspirational quotes to get you through the year. And then I called the book The Billionaire PA, gave myself a title, still didn't even know the and then I came up with Wealthy Minds Clothing, because I was like, you know, if I release this book, it's got so many good quotes in it, but how are people going to know me? Because nobody knows my name. Nobody knows who The Billionaire PA is. And so I took the business model in the music industry and applied that to my clothing line. And that's how the book inspired the clothing line. And what the music industry will do is, for example, when Beyonce releases her album, she will release what? Singles. And she will release singles to promote her album. And so I started releasing what? Single shirts, which were single quotes from mine. People know me for, I don't look for jobs, I create them. The inspiration behind that quote is, over 152 companies rejected me due to a felony that I committed when I was 20 years old. And I went to McDonald's, Burger King, Yahoo, Google, eBay, and when they all ran my social, they would see the felony that I committed, and they told me that I couldn't work there because of their rule. And so after the 152 company, I went back to my truck, and I wrote the quote, I don't look for jobs, I create them. Every quote that I write, there's inspiration behind it. It's not just something I created just to try to make money off of it. It's to inspire me every single day, because I know the situation that I was in when I wrote that quote.
Now, you mentioned dreams a minute ago when helping people with dreams. Now, you also have something that's called the dream wall. Tell me a little bit about this dream wall. Why are we writing? People have written their dreams on the dream wall. Tell me about the dream wall and who writes on it.
The dream wall is a very profound, profound meaning to me is very monumental to me and inspiring, and it's basically an idea that I created Wealthy Minds Dream On, where everyone that walks into my house, into my office, to anything that I have going on, I have a dream wall. You walk into the house and you take a card and you fill it out and you write, "I speak into existence," and you put your dream on it and you sign it and you date it. And I believe that if you want anything to come true, you should speak your dreams into existence. And then you once you that's the first step of doing it. But just because you spoke it don't mean it's gonna come true. You have to learn to dream with your eyes open and never sleep on your dreams. But most people dreams never come true because I feel like they sleep on their dreams. There's so many people out here that are so afraid to tell people what they wanna do because they're paying them a check. It doesn't, and I'm here to tell anybody out there right now, I don't care if you're on a job that you don't like, it's okay not to like the job. Because God might didn't put you here to do that. But just do what you have to do to fulfill your dream. You see
what
I'm saying?
To get what you want. Yeah, sometimes you got to do that. Now, how many dreams on your wall do you, because out of all the dreams on there, it's like you said, it's not just enough to write it down or just to say it, but you have to actually be acting on it. How many of the dreams on your wall would you say people are actually living?
Well, we have... You know, I'll say it like this right here. I'll give you this example. The six kids that I mentored, when I first met six of them, it was probably about a year or two ago. When I first met them, none of them had businesses. And to this day right now, four of them have their own business. And that goes to show, what does that show people? That show you that you become what you hang around. It's like a wealthy person cannot teach you how to be broke. And a broke person cannot educate you on how to get wealthy. But it seems like, you know, everybody in the world want to give you advice on how to do something. But I think it's best to take advice from people that have already shown you a successful track record. And the only person that has shown me a successful track record and has never given up on me when I was, you know, lying and I was cheating and selling drugs and now I'm being a transparent person, the only person that's never given up on me is God. So it's like that's the only person that I have to answer to. And, you know, I can remember, man, and, you know, and like I say, Tianja, like, man, this is a blessing. Thanks to Les Brown, you know, I did a radio interview with him and he had me on CBS and I really did speak this into existence. This was never about fame. This was never about being on anybody's TV show. You know, I do this because, man, I felt like growing up, my whole family was just cursed. You want to talk about going through some things? It's like I know other people have been through some things, but I don't think they've seen what I've seen. You know, so when I write you the quotes, like, even if I was blind, I could have told you my future was bright. Even in a time when me and my mama stayed in fights and we had no lights from the bottom to the top. In other words, Tiangelo from Alabama to California, and I ain't even have no money for that flight. It's easy for me to write this because it's the lifestyle that I live. It's easy for me to write you the song, "You Can Never Have Too Much Faith," with my writing partner, because that's the life that we live. You know, we don't when we do stuff, we don't create stuff with the intention of making $1 million, of getting 1 million hits, but we write stuff, we create stuff with the intention.
And you know what? I think that what happens is even in the case when you do write these things and you just might look into those hits and all those things, it's because it's real. It's from a life experience, and I think that the people kind of feel the earnesty in the presentation, in the way it's put out there. So how you hear people talk about, "Oh, that's fake. It could be the same story that you're telling, and somebody else going to tell it wrong because they didn't walk through the footsteps where you've walked. So I think that's what we're experiencing here is I can hear it. You can feel it. You tasted it. You've seen it. You felt it. You were there. And that's awesome. Like you said, go ahead.
I'll tell you this right here, man. I can remember my mom being, you know, I've almost lost both of my parents. And like I tell people, it's a different when you see, you know, your parents in a coma versus them, dead. And the difference is when your parents are dead, that means there's no coming back from that. When my dad was in a coma for like 3 months, and when you have to wake up every single day, and I'm not going to lie, I went, you know, 20-some years and didn't believe in nothing. No, God, you know, my faith was in and out. And for me to write you the quote, "God's on my team, who's on yours?" Like when my mom looks back at that, man, she can hear all the names I used to call her, all the anger that used to come out of me when I was young, and, you know, to even come and to be the person that I am today, she like, "I don't care if he don't do nothing else, I'm just glad he found God." You know why? Because I know where we came from. And, you know, and it was never my goal to just, inspire my own dream to come true, but it was to help other people and show them how to speak their dreams into existence. And I tell you, like anybody, we don't care what you think about us, what you have to say about us, and this is anybody that's living. You should be willing to die for your dream.
And I think that's where a lot of people probably miss it. Really quickly, you guys, you're currently listening to EOTM's radio show, The Kicker Spot. I'm your boy, T'Angelo. And we're sitting here with billionaire PA of Wealthy Minds talking about speaking dreams into existence. And so I'm going to have to go ahead and agree with you on that one, billionaire, because people aren't ready to die for their dreams, really. I think, unfortunately, the youth of America currently is so used to the Pop-Tart type of success that the media kind of projects. And unfortunately, they don't know that it wasn't so Pop-Tart. You have to go through the trenches, as myself, as an entrepreneur on the move. You know, by the time I go on a radio show, I've been up for 12 hours trying to get ready for this show, you know, and having to put all that into action. So now, with you having all this experience of working kind of with people and goal setting and dreams and stuff, what is a common issue that you see with people when it comes to attaining their dreams?
The main thing that most people, the biggest problem in achieving anything in life is that people never start. How can you finish something that you never start? You can't.
Okay.
So it's like once you get burnt, you got to go see the doctor, but it's a lot of people afraid to get burnt. But that's business. You know, when you believe in something, that means you really believe in it. That means if you believe in God or you have faith or whoever you believe in, that means when you jump off of the building, you don't think that you're going to die. You got so much faith that you know you're going to live. And that's the approach I take in business. I go in business. My attempt every day is to lose everything that I have because I don't care about material stuff. And so when you have that type, when you take those kind of risks, you get what? Return on investment. That's why, you know, I write the quote, invest money, make money. Spend nothing, because that's what wealthy people do. They invest money, generate wealth, and they spend nothing. You see, Oprah don't spend nothing because she invests money, generated wealth, and now you owe her for working hard.
And there you have it. So I'm going to take a turn in the conversation real quickly, because with all this entrepreneurial conversation and moving and shaking, let's take a more personal approach. So now you're working hard and all this stuff. Do you have time for a personal life?
I mean, it depends on, you know, see, it's two ways you can, what I figured out is my business, T'Angelo, is a business to you. It's a personal life to me. Wealthy Minds is a business to you, but it's my baby. Because every quote and everything that I write, that I create, people say, you know, separate personal from business, but how can you tell me that 152 companies rejecting you? How can you tell me not to take that personally? That's when I wrote you the quote, "I don't look for jobs, I create them." I meant that from my heart, so that was personal. That was so what I'm saying is, I figured out how to turn something that I love into a business and you know, generate a way to make money. Whereas what I'm saying is, I don't want to work a 9-to-5 job for anybody and then get off and work 4 more hours to help you when I can just excuse the 9-to-5 and find a way to help you 24 hours and get paid for it. And that's what I love to do. So this is not a business to me. You know, I'm sitting here encouraging people. I inspire people. Do you know how many people a day, bro, walk up to me, kids, and say, "Do you know you inspired me?" So my question to you is, or any of your listeners, what are you doing to inspire people? How is what you do for a living helping another person?
Well, no, I kind of like that question. Let's see. Chandler, what do you do to help people? I guess for me, with media, I want to go ahead and say that, I guess. We just try to inform. That's a good question. Yeah, media.
Exactly.
I would write that down. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, that's my mission every day. It's like success is good, man. You know, and most people, when people come up to me and they say, you know, they'll say, you know, how can you help? Can you help me be successful? Can you consult me? And it's like the first step to success is defining what success means to you, because it's different for everybody. Success is not material things to me. Success is helping people, helping over 1 billion people speak their dreams into existence, because I'm built off of family. I'm built that if I don't have a person like T'Angelo on my team, I won't succeed in life. That's not success to me. I need to help you. I need to help somebody else. It's like that's how people are built in the South. Everything, you can get the cars, you can get the house and all that, but what good is a house if you ain't got nobody in the house or a wife or a husband to keep you warm? You just going to sit in there cold?
Right.
So what I'm saying is don't spend your whole entire life working so hard for success and you ain't got nobody to enjoy with. And so, you know, I enjoy my success with who? The person that struggled with me with it. Just like Will Smith said, if you was absent during my, I think you can finish that. If you was absent during my struggles, why would you be present during my success?
Right, yeah.
And so,
you
know, I was talking to Les Brown, and like again, I continue to say Les Brown's like, if you don't know who Les Brown is, you should Google him. If you don't got Google, you should YouTube him. You should Facebook him. But he one of the most like world-renowned motivational speakers, and he inspires me to speak my dreams into existence. And this is a dude that I can't say I grew up to listen to, but my mom called me while I'm on the Les Brown show and said, I cannot believe that you sitting on the show with the man that I used to listen to.
Right.
You know, like
to
hear my mom say that, man, like, you know, we come from a place like my mama did everything she could to make us, you know, to get me to the point where I'm at. And my mom was hit head on by a drunk driver. And my mom had screws in her legs like Superman had in his head. Doctor said she'll never walk again, and this is a book. Doctor said she'll never walk again, so I told her to close her eye, set her mind free, and taught her how to glide. And this is a true story. And so people will say, where your motivation come in at? And I tell you, man, when that doctor told my mama she'll never walk again, every night, bro, between 1 and 3 o'clock, every night I would hear her take that walker. She walked on a walker with those screws in her leg, and it would beat into that floor and go, doom, doom, doom. Mm-hmm, and she would fall against the wall, and the wall would catch her. You know, and she would never give up on walking to the point where if I showed you my mom to this day, man, you would not, in the pictures of what she used to look like, you would not even think that's the same woman.
Wow.
And so when people say, where does your motivation come from? It's like every, to this day, I can hear the walker hit the floor. I can hear the, and so it's like, it's not about you telling me no. You know, I saw if a woman can do this, you know what I'm saying? I know I can do it.
Right.
And so, you know, what I did is, you know, if you're going, like I tell everybody, if you're going to steal something in life, steal an education. And if your pants are sagging, I hope it's because you got an education in your pocket. And so what I'm saying I did was I stole that education and I ran with it.
And now you are being, I was going to say you're quite successful, but so do you see, with all that you're saying, and I just question, do you see yourself as successful?
I see myself as a person that speaks dreams into existence. I see myself successful. I see myself as already, in fact, see, the one thing that people need to realize with people who have wealthy minds is they don't think in the present. They only think in the future. The question that you would ask me, I've already accomplished. Whether you can research it and see if I've accomplished it or not, because we claim success. We already claim it. That's the power of having a wealthy mind. That's the power of the secret, you know what I mean? The book, The Secret. That's what they're telling you.
Right.
It's like we don't ask for success. We give ourselves permission to have.
Oh,
I've given myself permission
to
have success. Most people are not successful because they don't know how to give their own self permission to have it.
And that's true. People do, like, they do kind of deny themselves things, so you can't move forward because you're prisoned in your mind and you can't get yourself out of that. You guys, we're currently here with Billionaire PA of Wealthy Minds, talking about speaking our dreams into existence. This is great. I'm listening to you, Billionaire, and I'm just like, wow, these are things I thought. I don't write as well, apparently, though, because it sounds a lot better when you say it.
Oh, man, it's okay, man. That's why, you know, you can. It's okay to succeed by yourself, but it's a lot better, man, to succeed with somebody else, you know. And that's why, you know, another one of my teachers is a lot of people in California, you know, they always saying, you know, oh, I'm broke in L.A., and I tell them, man, it's okay. That's how I wrote the quote. It's okay for your pockets to be broke. Just make sure your mind makes sense, because as long as your mind makes sense, you will put money in your pockets.
I've heard you say that before. It was in the video once. So
Okay, so I've got this. I got wealthy minds. I understand the motivation of speaking. So let's learn a little bit about billionaire Billionaire PA. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple and gold because it signifies royalty.
Okay, I saw a shirt in that color.
Anytime you purchase a product from Wealthy Minds, it'll come wrapped up in a nice gift box. Why does it come in the gift box? Because we grew up and my mom couldn't afford, you know, Christmas presents, and she did the best she could. And so I felt like no child should go without a Christmas gift. So I said, you know, the gift that I never got, I will give it back to the people who support me. So if anybody that's listening right now, even you, T'Angelo, if you go to WealthyMindsClothing.com and you support us in any way, we're going to give you a gift.
Okay. Well, I also saw you putting that gift together, actually, in one of your videos. You guys, if you happen to want to check out Wealthy Minds and Billionaire PA's work, what's the website? I'm trying to pull it up right now, but
oh, it's okay. It's Wealthy. One of the clothing line website is WealthyMindsClothing.com. For everybody out there, please, you know, I ask everybody to continue to support us because that clothing line is what sponsors my motivational speaking tour. As of right now, I'm speaking other sponsors into existence, but I wasn't going to let not having a sponsor stop me from encouraging kids to speak their dreams into existence. So every week I'm in Los Angeles right now on the tour. I go into middle schools, high schools, elementary schools, keeping kids off the streets, encouraging them to speak their dreams into existence, helping them develop a wealthy mind and giving them the tools and the resources to succeed, man, because, you know, a lot of people, man, they can see, but they have no vision. And, you know, it's amazing to me that Stevie Wonder, he's blind, but he can still see his future is bright. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So that means is, you know, just because you have the tools to success does not mean you will acquire success if you don't learn how to use your tools.
That is definitely true. That is definitely true. And I have to agree. I mean, there's so much that you can accomplish just by, like you said, speaking into existence. I have a few friends of mine who always wonder, T'Angelo, how do you take your yearly vacations? And I pretty much spoil myself to the hills. I do because I want to. It's like, how do you do this every year, T'Angelo? You just balling out. I'm not balling anything. I live a normal lifestyle like everybody else. I go to work, I come home, I go to bed, I go to work. But I just decide I'm going to do this for myself, and then you break the plan up and you make it happen, Captain. So, and I think people do kind of forget that you just have, like you said, speak into existence, draw up a map, and then execute. That is what's up. So if you can give me that website once more so we can definitely go check out.
Oh, yeah, the website is www.wealthymindsclothing.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, and I do recommend only people who are en route to success, please follow me. And if you are not en route to success, still follow me, but we're going to teach you how to be en route to success. It's at BillionairePA and at Wealthy_Minds, M-I-N-D-S.
Yes, definitely have to check them out because it is a movement. And success is, like you said, it's a network. You can't really make it happen by yourself. And if you are around negative people, all you're going to get is negativity. That is what's up. I'm sitting here tweeting our conversation right now. I don't want anyone to miss this. They definitely want to tune in and check this out. If you guys are listening and you want to talk to Billionaire PA, definitely give us a call at 718-664-6543. Again, that was 718-664-6543. But so I have one more question for you, Billionaire. So can we call you Bill? What's your nickname? What's your nickname?
I mean,
Bill?
No. Most people do call me Billionaire PA, but a lot of people just call me Wealthy. And as a matter of speaking of Wealthy, the name Wealthy got branded and stuck with me for so long that we're about to come out with a Wealthy signature line of Wealthy Minds Clothing. So that's about to come out within the month or so. It's gonna be a limited edition, an exclusive edition, and it's basically to, you know, encourage people to be wealthy, not in monetary value, but to be wealthy is to just be joyful and happy for the things that you are blessed with, and see things that you don't have. Because no matter, you could be standing in the most negative situation in the world, but if your future is always brighter, can always be brighter than your situation. So you got to see beyond the situation, beyond the fire, beyond if you're the person that's sitting in that car with no gas or you're the person that don't got your rent this month. I'm here to tell you that I will personally help you speak your dream into existence, because that's what I love to do, and I want you to believe in yourself so you can help the next person that I'm never going to get to speak to.
Right. So out of your billion, your goal is to reach a billion people. How close are you to your goal?
I mean, to be honest with you, the number was set at a billion because it was set so high, because I wanted to set a number that was from where I'm from, which is Alexander City, Alabama, a number that was so unobtainable that it would just require me to work hard. And so that means
I still think it's kind of unobtainable in my opinion. I'm like, how do you get to a billion? I'm gonna lose count at 752,000.
and you know what? When you're dealing with And I'm glad you said that, because when you're really a person who's passionate about helping people, why are you counting?
I guess maybe you're. Well, I was counting because I thought that was the goal we was going for. But I do get your point.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is, you just want to work. You just want to work hard, and you just. My mission. I'll just say about me. I just want to work hard. I'm not counting a billion people, but it basically puts me in a situation where I don't judge people. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your color. I don't care about your size, because we all come from different walks of life, but that don't mean we can't all walk together.
Right. That's true. I guess as long as we all are successful. Well, Billionaire PA, or I'm going to simply cool and I'm going to call you Wealthy. But that's what's so wealthy. Well, this has been amazing. I truly have enjoyed your work, as I told you before, I had kind of seen some of the videos of putting together the box. I know you recently did the Black College Expo, which was an amazing event in itself, and you continue to do amazing things, and that's what's up. So we have coming out is the clothing line, and is there any other projects in fruition that we should definitely keep an eye out for?
I mean, the clothing line is already in, you know, into existence, but we have
I didn't have the T-shirt part, the limited edition one, yeah.
Yeah, we have a signature line that's called Wealthy that's coming out, you know what I'm saying? And that's coming out in 2 to 3 months, and then my book is going to be released in 5 to 6 months. And then we have the Too Much Faith song. I wrote a song with my writing partner. It's called Too Much Faith. The song is to encourage everybody in the world, no matter what your trials and your tribulations are, you can never in your life have too much faith, no matter what you're going through. And it's going to be sung. The song is going to be sung by two kids. And I'm just going to tell you this. The work will speak for itself. You know, I put my heart into it. My writing partner put her heart into it and producing it. And, you know, when you put your heart into it, it comes off with the intention that you meant for it to come off. And so when it comes out, I really feel that it's going to impact the whole entire world. I'm not selling for nothing less.
So you're going to have to make it a point to come back to the Kicker spot when all is dropped, you know, either hit me up via email, Billionaire, or just call a radio station like, hey, T, I got the new track, you got to hear it, because we definitely welcome the opportunity to play that and hear what's going on. I'm really excited for the book to come out so I can get some quotes. I love affirmation and having quotes just lined around me. I'm not going to tell you any of them right now because I have a few that I'm thinking of, but I want to get some of yours around me now, too, so I got some fresh, new hip, you know, energy to put around me. It's amazing. So thank you so much. Well, Billionaire, this has been a wealthy, I'm going to get this together, but Wealthy has been a tremendous occasion with you. I am so grateful that you did come by. I feel like I've been doing something right, because what you said, I'm like, oh, good. I felt like I was going that route. People say, T'Angelo, why are you always laughing and smiling? Because when I woke up this morning, I was still T'Angelo. And for that, I am blessed and grateful. So you definitely have to keep a positive energy, and that's what it seems like you're doing, my friend. So, yeah, that's amazing. Well, until next time, Wealthy, we'll have to get together. Let's write a song together. I don't really write music, but I wouldn't mind trying it. It might be fun.
You know, the first thing you do is just, you know, speak it into existence, and once you claim it, you'll just watch all of your success go ahead and claim it. You know, you just got to see the vision, man. You can't just, you know, you was blessed with the eyesight, but now, you know, we all got to use our eyesight as a tool, and you know, something that God gave us. It's kind of like the other quote that I gave in the video, the reverse on my car went out on me, but it's okay. It's a direct representation of me. Quote, I don't go backwards. You know, we all blessed with a car that has a reverse and has a drive, but what would you do if that didn't work on you? Would you call in and not go? because you didn't have the proper tools to success. And so that's the type of, so that's a wealthy mind, what they would do is they would create a way to get to the job. They would create a way to write a song. They would create a way, you know, to speak their dream into existence. And I leave your fans with this right here, because when I was speaking with Les Brown, he told me one of the wealthiest places in the whole wide world is, do you know where that's at? One of the wealthiest places in the world.
The other country, what is it? Well, actually, no, I don't. I'm going to say no, I don't.
One of the wealthiest places in the whole world is the graveyard, because you can go to the graveyard and you'll find people who slept on their dream. You'll find people who were supposed to do music and procrastinated, and their music never was spoken to existence. You'll find people who were supposed to write books, who books never came into existence. You'll find people who were supposed to be hosts, supposed to be producers, and, you know, supposed to get their college degree. But all they did while they was on earth was say what they was going to do, and they never executed nothing, and they died on their dream. So my question to everybody that's listening is, how many of y'all going to die on y'all dream?
Say that question one more time for me.
So my question to anybody that was listening to anybody that's listening is how many of you all are gonna die on your dream? And somebody like myself, I'm not dying on my dream. I'm gonna die empty. I mean, I fulfill my joy on earth, and it's time for me to go home when the good Lord calls me.
And there you have it. Well, you guys have been Billionaire PA. This has been Billionaire PA. Thank you, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, bro. Thank you. Have a wealthy day. Stay positive. Everybody speak their dreams into existence. Wealthy.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
Okay, you guys, so we just speaking to our boy, Billionaire PA. If you are just tuning in, you have just missed a lot of motivational speaking. But no worries, the show will be archived. Just check it out later. Okay, so it was funny because he was talking about how people go to their grave with their dreams. And it's funny because one of my favorite I haven't told you guys on the Kick It Spot, but I definitely have talked about it when I had Love, Dance, and Hate between them. And I talked about that story about the guy who was the greatest general of all time. He asked Peter at the gates, who was the greatest general of all time? He said, that guy over there. He's like, no, that guy was just a common laborer. He's like, yeah, but if he had been a general, he had been the best one of all time. I'll give you guys a longer version of that story later, but it was just, when he said it, I was just like, oh. No, he did not just pull out my favorite story. Anyhow, I'll get into that. Maybe I'll have to do that next week and tell you guys more about that little story. It's a short, but I like it a lot. So anyhow, oh, goodness, what a night, what a night. I think my most interesting story still has to be who's going to play Whitney Houston. I'm going to get more into that. We have to find someone. You know what? I'm going to call Carla, because Carla be getting all the scoops. She be getting all the scoops. She be knowing folks. Find out who's going to be playing Whitney. I want to know. But, definitely, guys, always feel free to give us a call into the show, 718-664-6543, and feel free to express yourself here at the Kicker Spot. It's not really much else I have to say tonight. Was there anything else I wanted to cover? I think that was just about it, really. We'll call it an easy night. Oh, well, really quickly, I will let you guys know that I saw the movie A Week, what's it called, A Week, 7 Days with Marilyn, or A Week with Marilyn, one of those two. How is it? Well, anyhow, I think it's A Week with Marilyn, and starring Michelle Williams, and I thought she was gorgeous when I saw the pictures of her as Marilyn Monroe. But the film, you guys, I was really pleased. So, yeah, it's a good movie. It's like a biopic as well, and it's a short, so it's not like a major covering of her life. It's just a little season of her life when she was filming this movie. It was a lot of fun, and I thought it was really interesting, seeing as though I'm intrigued with, you know, the world of Hollywood and entertainment. It was interesting to watch her and going through her celebrity when celebrity was really brand new. It was at a time where there was no Twitter, there was no Facebook, and it just was. It was a great film, you guys. It was awesome to see how she also had a lot of insecurities and how she had a really hard time dealing with being Marilyn Monroe. And so if you get a chance, check it out. It's a good struggle with love and self and the career path, and it was a great film. It was a really good film. So I'm going to let you guys know that I enjoyed it. I'm not going to watch anything new here. I'm going to go and watch I want to see Hall Pass. I started watching it once, never finished it. So I'm going to go home and watch Hall Pass. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Anyhow, seeing as though I'm running on like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, I'm going to go ahead and probably go straight to bed, actually. Anyway, you guys, this has been great. I know, you should see Veronica, you guys, right now. She's sitting here looking at me like, what, D'Angelo? Like, it's not on the script. You're just talking. Can we go? Like, can we go? Don't be like that. Don't, girl. Okay. Anyhow, you guys, definitely be sure to continue to speak your dreams into existence. Success is only one spoken word away. And be sure also to enjoy your family and loved ones. I just know that I'm missing my mother a lot these days. I want to express that. Mama, I love you, girl. You. other than that, you guys, this has been great. It has been awesome. I've enjoyed you. I hope you and two have enjoyed us tonight. And I know we have had the whole Whitney Houston thing or whatever, but I'm going to go ahead and let Whitney close the show again because I'm still in love. And we put together a little mix for you guys. Wait, love songs. Yeah, we're going to make a little mix for you guys, okay? So, until next time, live life to the fullest. I am T'Angelo, and I am out of here!
Helping you to carry on. I know.